This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The next station is
All right, so I'm super excited because I'm here at the London Transport Museum Depot in Acton, that is in West London. And if you know me, I love my London transport. I love the tubes, the trains, the buses, the trams. I'm here to find out what you can do when you get down here and also what you can see as well. I'm going to have a little chat to Steph. She's the one planning it all. She's going to tell me all about it. And you know what? I think I might be able to sit on a really, really old London Underground train as well. So stick around. Now, a depot is a place that trains and buses and other types of transport live in when they're not being used. This one is owned by the London Transport Museum, and it is filled to the brim with old underground cars and loads more. In fact, that's where we started. So right now, I am sat on a really, really old underground train. It's a 1938 train. It looks beautiful. It is wooden and panelled, and it looks kind of different, but kind of similar to the underground trains we might know and love right now. And I'm sat here in the middle of the depot. It smells of a museum in a really good way. It smells proper. I love it. And I'm here with Steph, and she's going to tell me a little bit about what you can get up to if you are here for the day.
So families can join us to do some exploring and learning about transport history, learning about London when they arrive. We're giving out a depot trail that has been put together especially for this summer for families to explore. But really, it should be just a fantastic day for families to look closer and to be inquisitive and learn about history and maybe even kind of check in with their adults that they're with, if any of them are old enough to remember any of the pieces in our collection. When families have explored and they've done the trail, we also have some big blow-up tents out the back where families can sit down really nicely spaced out on tables, and we've got an activity pack where families can make a hat, a bus driver hat, wear that hat, colour it in, put it together and everything. And also we've got some old tickets that families can do some role playing with.
The trail is divided into six parts, a bit like London zones, and they're all about different forms of transport or the way that transport has changed. One zone looks at underground trains, there's a milk cart in another zone. It's that kind of thing. Plus, there was this.
So right now we are in zone 3 of our bus shed at the depot. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buses. They're all lined up chronologically. We've got our oldest bus, the Omnibus, and it's one of the oldest buses in London. Originally it was pulled by horses rather than having an engine or motor. Next to that we've got the B type bus, and we've got the K type bus. They all just get bigger and bigger as we look across at them chronologically. And they've got lots of advertising on them. You can see the wheels kind of get bigger as well as technology moves on.
I guess people forget, obviously we're at the depot, and you think of London transport as just being underground and underground trains, but it's really not. There's so many more different types of machinery and technology here.
Absolutely. We do, of course, have our underground carriages. But when families come and visit us this summer, they'll be able to see so much more. We have all our buses as well. We've got trams and trolley buses. And we do have our underground carriages that there are for the underground, but really don't look like it as well. So I think there's so much more to kind of discover at our depot. Yeah. Than just the underground, which is also pretty amazing as well.
One of my favourite things was seeing a really old brown autobus called the Chocolate Express. How cool a name is that? Basically, I saw the depot when nobody else was there, and it was pretty exciting. And if you didn't believe me about me being in the Transport Museum depot, you can hear some transport in the background.
You can. We've got a bus moving right now. A couple of our curators have come into work today to move some buses so that there's lots and lots of space for families to move around and not get too close to each other. We want to make sure everyone's spaced out. So, Yeah, there's a bus moving. Not sure where it's going, but I'm sure they'll find somewhere to put it.
Because the best thing about this place is it's a bit hidden away, and no loads of our listeners might have been to the Covent Garden London Transport Museum. This place isn't open much through the year, so this is quite special, right?
It's so special, yeah. We are, the depot is open, normally it's open 3 weekends a year. Normally that's in April, July and September. For our depot open weekends, which is very possible some families have been to, particularly in July. We normally have a depot family open weekend. It's really exciting because this depot is not a museum. It's a little bit oily and it's a little bit smelly, much more so than the museum in Covent Garden. But it is exciting and it's safe and it's a really raw and unique way to find out about transport history.
It does feel like I've unlocked a level on my London Transport Museum card.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like coming behind the scenes. Yeah. Kind of being given a key to kind of a secret warehouse to come in and explore with your family. Absolutely.
There are so many hidden gems around here. You've got loads of trains, the carriages, even lots of signs that you can kind of spy on the walls. There is so much to see, and you've done such a good job of planning the day out as well for lots of families. So, Steph, we should say, first of all, thank you very much. And secondly, when can people come? When are the dates?
So families can join us from Wednesday the 19th until Sunday the 23rd, and then again the following week from Wednesday the 26th until Sunday the 30th of August. We've got time slots between 11 and 4 o'clock on the hour each hour that families can book onto. So we've got 10 really solid days that families can join us for.
Fab stuff. Thank you so much, Steph. Thank you for showing me around.
You're very welcome.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.